promiseofgod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas. I've got a question for you.
Yes, Sister Mary. What can I do to help you?
Brother Thomas, you said that God had to first create man to whom he had promised eternal life, and that after he created Adam, the promise would then begin to be kept. But as I look around, I see cemeteries everywhere, and death is all around us. I don't see eternal life.
Well, you've asked another good question, Sister Mary. And to answer that question, I'd like to start off by reading a verse out of the Scriptures, and then I'll explain what has happened. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17, it reads as this. So then the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest surely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." If you'll remember, the promise of God, the very first question you asked me was, what was the promise of God? And of course, we came up with the answer to the simple fact that the promise of God was to give man eternal life, and that God made that promise to himself before he even created man, before he created anything else. And then you asked me another question, and the other question was, well, when did God begin to keep his promise? And, of course, the answer to that question was that God couldn't keep his promise until he first created man to whom he made the promise to. And now, of course, your question now is, you know, well, why isn't man living for eternity? And, of course, the answer to that is in an ability that God gave man when he created him. And the ability of that is the simple fact of that God gave man the free choice of free will to choose of his own, to make choices of his own. The simple answer to the question is that Adam and Eve rejected the promise. Adam and Eve rejected to even have an eternal relationship with God. And that can be read we don't have time to read the verses, but if you want to read the verses where this took place, you can find it in Genesis chapter 3, starting with verse 1, and go ahead and read to the end of the chapter, which is verse 24. But let's get back to the answer, which is, of course, that God gave man the ability of free choice and free will. God didn't make us as robots. God didn't produce us to be cold and unfeeling. A robot has no emotion of itself. A robot has no feelings of its own. It's cold. It performs what it does perform because somebody else has programmed it to perform that. The information has been programmed in its memory banks, and because it's been programmed into its memory banks, it performs. If you wanted a robot to take a step, you would have to program into its memory banks each step-by-step process in order for that robot to take an individual step. And so it's the same thing. God didn't want to create robots. He didn't want to create something that was unfeeling. A robot can't make choices of its own. A robot can't choose and make decisions of its own. All its decisions are made by somebody else, and somebody else has to program it into its memory banks in order to make decisions. Well, if you stop and try to wrap this up into a relationship, if you stop and think about it for yourself, you're married, whether you're a husband, whether you're a man or a woman, you know, if you're married and you know what it is to have a relationship, when you entered into matrimony, you entered into matrimony or to decide to live with that person for the rest of your life because that was a decision that you made. You made a decision to give your total being or to live with that person through, you know, whether rich or poor, you know, for better or for worse, well, whatever the situation. But you made that decision of your own. And you chose to make that decision to live with that person for the rest of your life. But what if you were What if you made a decision that was against your own will? Let's say that you had the ability to feel and you had the ability to know the simple fact that you were doing something that you were programmed to do. In other words, somebody else, let's say God programmed you to the point to where you were unable to make choices of your own free will. And therefore, you married somebody against your will, somebody you didn't want to be with, somebody you didn't want to spend time with, somebody you didn't want to spend the rest of your life with. But you were programmed to make that decision for that single person, not because you wanted to, but because of the simple fact you were programmed to. I mean, stop and think about it. Would you want to be in a relationship where someone did not love you? Did you want to be in a relationship where that person, no matter, you know, how rough it gets or whether it's for better or for worse, that person right there chooses to be with you, chooses to go through the things with you because they want to. They want to talk to you. They want to walk with you. They want to go where you go. They want to do things with you. You know, a relationship like that, you know, that's a cool relationship. But what if you were in a relationship where it wasn't of your own choosing and wasn't of your choice, and you had to go with that person when they wanted to and where they wanted to, and you had to marry that person because you were programmed to marry that person. You had to hold that person's hand because you were programmed to hold that person's hand. And you had to kiss that person because you were programmed to kiss that person. Well, such a relationship isn't really much of a relationship because free will is not within there. It wasn't of your choice. In fact, you would feel caged. You would end up feeling used because that relationship was not one that was chosen for you. It was not chosen by of your own free will and of your own free choosing. Well, stop and think about God for just a moment. God, when he made man, he wanted man to come into an eternal relationship with him because that's what they choose, because that's what he wished for them to be. He didn't want them to enter into an eternal relationship with him because they were programmed to. They didn't have the feelings of wanting to be with him. But he didn't choose. He didn't make man like that. He made man with the ability of choice. And because he did, he wanted man to enter into a relationship with him of his own free will and of his own choosing. I've often been told, well, asked, well, why didn't God make man perfect? God didn't make man perfect for one simple reason. I mean, God did make man perfect. Excuse me. God did make man perfect. He made him with the ability of choice. So we can see in Genesis chapter 3, we can see where that ability was put to a test. And it's just like a multiple choice question. God made two trees. He made the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which represented a no to God's invitation to an eternal relationship with him. And he made another tree that was in the center of the garden, which is the tree of life. And of course, that life represented eternal life. And so God gave man the ability and God gave man the choice. Well, we know the story. Adam and Eve, they didn't choose the tree of life. They chose the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Does that answer your question, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net.